The newest success for Madonna's record label, Maverick, is the debut album by Alanis Morissette called Jagged Little Pill. Morissette is a 21-year-old Canadian singer-songwriter, says rock critic Ken Tucker, who has some strong feelings and opinions.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy.
When I first listened to Alanis Morissette, I was a bit put off by her thin, strained voice, by the brittleness of her tone. After a couple of songs, however, I came to realize that Morissette's voice is one of her best gifts. She's blessed with vocal cords that are ideally suited to expressing her vehement emotions.
Do I stress you out? My sweater is on backwards and inside out, and you say, how appropriate. But I can't help it. And there I go, jumping before the gunshot has gone off. Slap me with the splintered ruler. And it would knock me to the floor if I wasn't there already. If only I could hunt the hunter. And all I really want is some patience.
A few years ago, Liz Phair came along with an album of apparently autobiographical, often sexually explicit songs that widened the subject matter of what women might want to grapple with in the context of rock and roll. Morissette has taken up Liz Phair's challenge and really run with it. To take just one example, listen to this song called Not the Doctor, and try to think of any other piece of rock music you've heard that expresses better the frustration some women feel with some men.
I don't want to be the filler if the void is solely yours. I don't want to be your glass of single malt whiskey hidden in the bottom drawer. And I don't want to be a bandage if the wound is not mine. Lend me some fresh air. I don't want to be adored for what I merely represent to you. Your babysitter, you're a very big boy now. I don't want to be your mother. I didn't carry you in my womb for 9 months. Show me the back door. Visiting hours are 9 to 5, and if I show up at 6:10, will I already know that you find some way to sneak me in that door? Mind the empty bottle with the holes along the bottom. Say it's too much to ask for, and I am not the doctor.
There are lots of performers out there who have a bucket load of emotions they're anxious to splash all over us, but few have Morissette's technical skills. Her songs work as sung monologues, but after a while, you begin to appreciate the way she jumps around in her point of view. One minute, she's a lover who's lured her man away from another woman. In the next song, she's the wife who's just been dumped. The precise meter and rhyme in her verses are satisfying long after you've absorbed the sentiments that they contain. And anyone who can make a fussy line like, "I don't want to be adored for what I merely represent to you," sound musical, is working on a level I can both admire and enjoy. Call me masochistic, but I'm really glad that Alanis Morissette is cheesed off at guys like me.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.